The views and opinions expressed on Unlock Your Wealth Radio are those of the host, guests, and callers only and are not necessarily the views of Unlock Your Wealth Radio, Heather Wagonals, or Success Publishing International.
More willpower than a barefoot woman at a shoe sale. Able to stretch a single paycheck for an entire month. Makes money concepts easier than third grade math. Introducing your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagonals.
Work all day, stress all night. Take your mind off your money and focus on your life. Money don't matter or the stuff it bought. It's the way you think, not what you've got, yeah.
Unlock Your Wealth Radio starts now.
Get your money mind right here. Welcome to the show, everyone. I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagonhals. And I am flanked by the maestro of moolah, Michael Terry.
Hey, folks.
And we are going to help you get your money mind right on today's show with the following great features. First off, Miguel, what key do we have?
No. It's key four.
There you go.
Give me the first word.
Knowledge. I just said to give it to
you. Whatever you did with it. Knowledge is powerful. Not knowing is... Knowledge is power.
Power.
Not knowing is powerful.
Very good. Yay! Insert applause here.
It's kind of like that, you know, as a singer. Give me the first word and I'm off.
Yeah. Remember that? Did you remember that? You just remind me of that game show. I can name that tune. Remember that? I can name that tune
sure.
In four notes.
Sure.
I don't know. I loved that show, but I was like, I watched it as a kid, but it was crazy. Yes. So this week's key is knowledge is power. Not knowing is powerful. And it's become its own fabulous show on Unlock Your Wealth Live. Where can you find that? Well, if you just simply join us at facebook.com/ Unlock Your Wealth Radio every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific. You can join in and be a part of our show as we review the key of the week and how it applies to your life right now today. So if you missed this Monday's episode dealing with knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful, then I would highly recommend you surf over to our Facebook page. Again, that's facebook.com/ Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Now, make sure you like the page. And I'm not just saying that because I want your likes, because I only want your likes if you genuinely like us. But if you could like the page, then turn on notifications, then you will always know every time we do a new broadcast or post or something of value to help you manage your money better. And so if you follow us in that manner, every time we broadcast, it'll pop up right in your like stories thing. And it'll say, Heather's live now on Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And then you could be a part of the show. I would love to have you to answer all your questions that you have about money, finance, getting ahead, success, whatever it might be. Also, be sure to give us a follow on our Instagram because we do pop-up lives. So find us at instagram.com/ Unlock Your Wealth. And then you can also join in over there because they allow you to beam in folks to enhance the live party. It's pretty exciting. Sure. No, we've had some really great guests, people that have popped in and just chatted and asked really great questions, yeah. Kind of pushed the envelope and, you know, surprised me. Pushed me to really amp up my game to answer some of these questions. There are some sophisticated questions, so I'm pretty excited about that. So if you want to participate, if you want to have direct access to me and all of the great Keys to Riches and Unlock Your Wealth goodies, sign up and follow us on our Facebook and Instagram, if you would, please. You know, this segment, by the way, is sponsored in part by Audible.com. Did you know that?
I did.
Yes, and you know why it's such a great deal? Because... Why?
Well, you can get a free book.
You can get a free audiobook just because you are part of the Unlock Your Wealth Radio community. All you have to do is visit audibletrial.com/ Unlock Your Wealth and click on the link to start to give you from over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. So, yes, I downloaded a new book. You know, we were just talking before the broadcast about my remodel and all of that good stuff. And I'm listening to a new... Now, I'm not in a personal development mode, and I'm not in a, like, fictional, like, spy novel or assassin mode right now. But I did download a really cool audiobook, and it's all about here. Let me make sure I get the title right. So if you guys want to get this one,
a remodel book.
It's not on remodeling. No, it's a personal protection book, but it's really, really kind of cool because it's about thinking tactically. Mm-hmm. And so it directly applies to the concepts that we teach here on Unlocking Wealth Radio. So it is called, here we go, Facing Violence, Preparing for the Unexpected, Ethically, Emotionally, Physically, and Without Going to Prison. It's authored by Rory Miller. And what made me get the book is Barry Eisler, one of my favorite, you know, spy novel guys. He actually wrote the foreword for the book. And I thought, well, if he cares enough to write the foreword, there must be something to this guy's book. Because this isn't the only one out there. There's like the Little Black Book of Violence and all kind of other ones. But what I like, and the reason why I like those, and people are like, oh my God, that's so far removed from money. But really, it's not. And it's because we have a physiology first radio show, and it's our whole premise is that we are a biology based approach to success. And so this is all about mastering your physiology and thinking tactically in the moment. And so you might not think that it's about money, but these concepts that you learn here and how to manage this physiology that gets us into trouble and makes us victims of everything, whether it's identity theft, like Jean Ann Durrell is going to talk about on today's show, or what have you. It's a really critical piece of what we do. And if you can learn to think tactically and build those skills outside of this medium. So we're just one way, you know, I'm not the be all end all, but this is just one way to learn how to think tactically. And you learn from other sources, all of those neurons that start firing together, wire together, and it just strengthens your ability to think tactically in all areas of your life, mm-hmm. You know, because it's not, we don't have like a money brain and then a love brain and then a work brain. We have one brain. So learning those tactical skills is important. So if you want to get that as your free book, it's Facing Violence, Prepare for the Unexpected. And it's by Rory Miller. I really like it. But since I mentioned fraud and scams and all of that stuff, let's reprise this interview we have with Jean Ann Durrell. I'm really excited that she's going to be a part of the show and part of our Women's Empowerment season. So she's a reprise guest that we've had on before. And Jean Ann is a certified estate planner, published author, member of the National Ethics Bureau. And her experience began simply by achieving a Bachelor's of Science in Business Administration from the University of Southern Florida. Oh, hey, Florida. So our other Florida gal was here, Signe Thomas. So we got Florida gals in the house here. She continued her education by pursuing a master's degree in international business from Tampa College. And following her educational endeavors, she began a career in the insurance and annuity industry in 91. And that's right around the time I became a stockbroker, actually. It's curious. So she's achieved numerous designations and awards. Since 2005, she's been awarded continuous membership to the Million Dollar Roundtable, elite group of the top of the table. She's in the MDRT, is an International Independent Association for Leading Life Insurance and Financial Service Professionals. And it's pretty exciting because she's achieved the prestigious Certified Estate Planner designation under the direction of the National Institute for Certified Estate Planners, which is not just certified financial planners, and she can explain the difference to us. Jean, welcome to the broadcast.
Oh, it's so great to be on, Heather. Thanks for having me.
I am so glad to have someone with the depth and breadth of knowledge that you have about estate planning, but you also have written a book about scams. And one of the worst things that could ever happen to us is we've taken the time, we've minded our debt, we've kept it reasonable, we've been able to accumulate resources, and then we go to invest, and then we fall victim to a scam. How often do you see that happening?
Quite a bit, unfortunately, you know, and I've experienced it personally with aging parents. My mother's 88, my dad is 84, and I have experienced a lot of this with them and then with clients. So just depends on how long these folks live, and the longer they live, the more susceptible they are to this type of thing because they're lonely.
Right.
And they call and they talk to my mom, which I'm glad they talk to her. Otherwise, she'd be calling me all day long. But then they kind of sucker her. You know, she calls me, I you'd be proud of me. And I'm like, uh-oh, what did you do now? Oh, well, this guy, I got into some penny stocks and I'm going to just crush it. And I'm like, Mom, who even taught you that word crush it?
She's hip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's got the lingo. She's 78. She's kicking it with the cool verbiage. I'm like, what?
I love it.
Yeah. But then, you know, I mean, for my mom to save a few $100, it's like, you know, that it's like squeezing blood from a stone or a turnip. And so,
oh, yeah.
And then, so for her to just hand it over, I mean, I wouldn't be able to get, you know, a dollar for lunch from her when I was a kid, but she just like hands this over to a stranger. It's just amazing to me.
It is amazing. You know, and they sound nice on the phone, and maybe they have a nice demeanor, and, you know, your mom or my dad or my client's mom falls for that because they're lonely, and the person makes them feel good, and the next thing you know, they're getting ripped off.
So what can we do? Because, you know, they are being nice and they sound good on the phone and they've worked really hard to create rapport with us. How do we determine beforehand that it's a scam or a fraud? Is there a way?
You know, some people are really good. It's kind of that old saying, like if somebody really wants to break into your house, there's nothing you can do to prevent that. That does go as far as what we're talking about here in certain cases, but there are things you can do, just common sense things. Check with the Better Business Bureau. You know, go to sunbiz.org and check to see if this is a real corporation. Google the person's name that's calling you. These are all things that you can do to find out if this is legitimate. Ask them for a copy of their license or their license number or their regulatory board so you can check them out.
Okay, that's great advice. So what are some examples of some of the bigger scams that get perpetrated against folks?
Well, there's all kinds of scams that happen. Probably the one that I see the most of with my aging clientele. I have about 1,000 clients. I've been doing this 22 years. And, you know, some of my clients have been with me from the beginning. And when they were really sharp and everything worked well and they could focus on their finances, that was one thing. And now we're talking 20 years later. You know, one of my clients is 103.
Wow.
And she still, yeah, she drives and the only thing wrong with her is she needs hearing aids. But she herself would say that maybe she's not as focused as she once was. And one of the things that older folks fall scam to is a letter or an email or a phone call telling them that they've won money. And it might even say you've won $17,000. It might give an amount. And all they have to do to claim it is send a check for $2,000. You know, that's the one that I see quite often. So those are always scams. If you won money, you should never have to pay anything to receive your winnings.
Right. Yeah. If there are taxes or anything, oh, they usually take it from the check that they issue you. They don't actually make you pay for it up front.
Exactly. Now, another one that's really popular these days, and maybe you've even heard of this, Heather, is you get an email and it comes from an email address that you recognize. You know, maybe it's your sister, your brother-in-law, your neighbor, and it says, "Hi, Heather, I'm stranded. I hate to bother you, but I'm stranded in Mexico right now. I was here on vacation, and my purse got stolen, and to get back, I just need you to wire me some money to this place, you know, using Western Union or whatever it is." And those people respond to, especially if it's a relative, and it came from that relative's email. Well, their email was hacked, and the scammer is using that information in your personal relationship to benefit.
Yeah, that seems so scary too, because you want to be able to protect your relatives and stuff and help them out. Of course, you're not even going to think about it because you recognize the email address.
Well, and plus, most people would say, well, I'd call that person, but that's why they say, well, I'm stranded in Mexico, or my passport was stolen, my wallet was stolen. There's no way for you to call that person. But just be aware that nowadays, you know, I travel internationally for business and for pleasure, and nowadays your cell phone will work just about anywhere. It will work in Europe, it will work in Mexico, and so if someone's saying that they're stranded, try to reach their cell phone number and see if you can find out, see if they're really at home, you know, and check this out before you ever wire money to anyone.
Yeah, that's great advice, you know, because I have traveled internationally and I don't think that there's anywhere I didn't go that my cell phone worked. And I actually thought it worked better when I was in a subway in Hong Kong. They have such amazing cell phone service than I can standing next to the tower. I'm like, why do we have such crappy service here?
I know what you mean.
So those are just a couple of scams. And so, you know, what's remarkable to me in our conversation is these are kind of not super big dollar amounts. I mean, because, you know, you can smell the letter from Nigeria that somebody wants to wire you $15 bazillion. And you're like, you know that, like, I don't know anybody that's a bazillionaire, let alone somebody that wants to let me hold on to it for any period of time. So that one is kind of obvious that that's a fraud. But what I'm noticing is, like, it's these little chunks of money. And not that $17,000 is little, but if you've saved all your life, you usually have more than $17,000. So it really sets up some of our elderly population to be taken for a ride.
Oh, absolutely. And it happens more than you know. One that I was just called to my attention, one of my clients came in and told me that his identity was stolen. And he thinks it happened at the doctor's office because one of the people that works at the doctor's office was kind of a fly-by-night type and then quit and left in the night. And they think the system was hacked. And he has had a heck of a time trying to correct this with the credit bureaus, you know, all of the credit bureaus that you have to contact. Mm-hmm. And whoever stole his identity went and applied for credit cards and charged things up and put in change of addresses. And so this is another thing to watch out. This actually happened to me. I got a letter from one of my credit card companies, and it said, we have been notified that you moved. And if this isn't your new address, you need to let us know. So I had to call him immediately and say, I did not move. This is where I've lived for years, and that's a scam.
Right.
So you need to make sure you're looking at your mail. You know, so many of us get our mail now electronically, and it's easy just to put off reading that email.
Yes.
So do be sure you look at your mail when it comes in.
This is a great direction we're going in with this conversation. And when we return from the break, I want to ask you some more about identity theft and its impact, because it can be deadly.
You are listening to Jean Ann Durrell on Unlock Your Wealth Radio. This segment is sponsored in part by KeepMyID.org, the only service that actually prevents identity theft. All others are just monitoring services. Put your credit on lockdown for Unlock Your Wealth Radio listeners with their special offer. Just visit unlockyourwealthradio.com/keepmyid and click on the link to start protecting your financial future right now.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals. And today I have our special guest, Jean Ann Durrell, on the line. And before the break, we were talking about frauds and scams, and we kind of moved into identity theft. And one of the things that happened to me, you mentioned receiving a letter. I got a letter from Cindy Crawford Beauty saying, thank you so much for your order sent to blah, blah, blah in California when I'm an Arizona resident. And I'm like, that is curious, because I don't know that person, let alone would buy them Cindy Crawford makeup.
Right.
And I was like, okay. And you know what upset me is because I had their address and everything of where this stuff was mailed to. And I took it to my local police department and I filed an incident report, and somebody was supposed to follow up, and they're just like, yeah, it's a dead end. And I'm like, well, did you even call California police? And did you even follow up on it? And it's so tough to try to follow up on this sort of stuff. I mean, how would one handle it otherwise? I mean, if you can't count on your local police, are there other resources for folks to get their credit cleaned up when stuff like that happens?
Well, that's funny, because when you were telling that story, it reminded me of what happened to me about a year ago. I got a bill on my credit card for a delivery of flowers for $200 to somebody in Dallas, Texas. Well, I don't know anybody in Dallas, Texas, so I called a florist and I said, just who did I send flowers to? So they gave me the name. I said, I don't know this person. It's not ringing a bell. So they said, well, you know, we don't have anything to do with it. The flower delivery was made. Now you've got to pay, or you got to take it up to your credit card company. And like you said, you call the police, they laugh at you. So I just did my own little investigation. I looked up the address. I had the address of where the flowers were delivered. I looked up who lived there. I called. I investigated, and I was able to give my credit card company enough information to where they reversed the charge. I, of course, challenged the charge. But, you know, it took probably a couple, 3 hours to do all that. So it was interesting that a crook would go as far as to use my credit card to pay for a flower delivery for somebody.
Well, yeah, and that must have been one heck of a flower delivery. Either somebody was trying to romance somebody or somebody died. That's $200. Holy
no
smokes.
Doubt.
Well, that's great and, that you were able to get resolution, you know, and were able to pursue that on your own.
Yeah, you have to challenge things. I'll tell you what happened to my sister-in-law. We were in Europe. We were in Greece. This was about 8 years ago on vacation. And we walked into a little store on the island of Santorini, which is very lovely if you've ever been there. And she bought some candles and some holders and things, a couple hundred dollars worth of gifts. And they said, oh, we can ship these for you. And so she paid, and she was starting to walk up. I said, you know, you might want to get an itemize the list of what you just bought just in case, you know, not thinking anything about it, but we didn't have any kind of receipt or itemized list. So she had them write that up. Come to find out, the items never came. The charge went through on her card. And because we had that itemized list, we were able to get the charge reversed. And it was funny because the vendor would never call us back when we were calling Greece until the credit card company reversed the charge. And then they're calling going, oh, well, we'll send you your stuff now. No thanks. That's okay. Yeah. So you wonder how often this happens.
Wow.
Right. You know, and fortunately, you know, with all of my world travels, I was always suspect of that, but I hadn't had an experience where they didn't ship. But God, that would be devastating to look and hope for, you know, those memories to make it home, and then it becomes a nightmare instead of something pleasant about being in that store and being on the island of Santorini. So that's just really disappointing. It's really disappointing.
And I actually had it happen a second time when the store went out of business, if you can believe this, in between me buying something in California, shipping it back to Florida, you know, it within 3 days, suddenly the store was out of business, and yet it went through on my credit card. So those are always fun to deal with.
Right. And, you know, some credit card companies are very proactive about things. And, you know, I know that when I had this Cindy Crawford issue and I called the credit card that it was on, you know, they were really proactive. And I said, I filed a police incident report. Here's the number. Do you need me to scan it to you and everything? And they're like, no, just send us the copy of the letter that you got and we'll take care of it. And I never heard another thing about it. And it never showed up on my bill, which, you know, yeah. I was pretty excited about that. But some of them, you know, I mean, I remember when I got married, I had to send them a copy of my marriage license before they could change the name on my account. It was so ridiculous.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And
I know. It's crazy.
And I sent them boatloads of evidence of this termination of a contract and how these people continue to charge me and they refuse to reverse the charge. And they said, and they drug their feet and they're like, well, we have a 90-day policy and you're outside of that 90-day window. And I'm like, I'm outside of the window because you didn't do anything. And I was
right.
So angry that I canceled the card, you know, and I reported them to the Better Business Bureau in their local state. And boy, did they get upset with me. And they started sending me threatening letters and stuff like that. But they didn't provide the service that they were supposed to. They actually ruined part of my business. It was for an email marketing company. They got my newsletter blacklisted. So I went from having almost 750,000 subscribers to like 2,000 when I had to move move to another provider because, and I had to change my email domain that the emails were going out of and everything. It was just such a nightmare, and they kind of destroyed my business, and they still charged me for it, and I couldn't get out of either, and I had like no recourse. So I did make sure that I tarnished their record by reporting them to the Better Business Bureau and their local attorney general and stuff like that, and I did my best to mar their reputation for what they did. And just
you got to do something. Well, I'll tell you what I would recommend. You asked me what kind of recourse can you have when these things happen. What has worked best for me is to subscribe, and there's several of them out there. LifeLock is just one, but there are several you can go with. Intellius is another that can guard your information and send you an alert. For example, I refinanced my home about a year ago, and because I've got my credit being watched to see what happens, I got an alert on my phone. I got a text message, an email, and a phone call saying, did you apply for a mortgage? Because we're showing your social security number did. And so those types of things are helpful because, yeah, I did apply for a mortgage, but if it wasn't me, I would want to know right away.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, one of the things that we can do for free, if we know that we don't use our credit or are not looking for credit anytime soon, we can lock our credit profiles down for free just by sending a letter to each of the independent credit bureaus. But one of the things that I wanted to touch on about your story before about the person that had their information breached at the doctor's office, you know, when someone assumes your identity, and let's say that they're doing it for insurance benefits. Now, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out with Obamacare. But previously, you know, people would assume identities with and claim medical benefits and things like that. And this person that I'm speaking of was actually almost killed because they came in unconscious and they were given a medication that they were allergic to, but their medical information bureau had a history of somebody else's information.
Oh my God. You know,
and so, yeah. And they were given information for, or they were given medication for diabetes, and they weren't diabetic, but the person that had been abusing their medical history and their medical benefits was diabetic.
Wow.
Different blood types, everything. And so it could be potentially deadly when this happens. And so folks really need to be proactive about what they do when it comes to their identity, wouldn't you agree?
That is so scary. Yeah, and I know a lot of my clients carry with them in their wallets a list of medications they're on, their blood type, any kind of diagnoses they have, if they are diabetic, if they are allergic to penicillin. A lot of my clients carry that as well. And there are databases, too, that you can store that information in separate from the MIB and then carry a little card in your wallet that would give a doctor or hospital information on how to get your correct medical records. And doctors and hospitals are paying attention to that more and more now because they realize what has occurred. I mean, that's a nightmare because now you're talking about the doctor and the hospital could get sued, could be liable.
Right.
That is just terrible.
Right. And, you know, it's really funny. One of my coaching clients actually has, you know, they have the sleeve tattoos are real popular, and he's diabetic, and he's got a symbol of the medical alert bracelet, and it's tattooed on his wrist, and it says, I'm diabetic. You know, so he went super proactive. He's not carrying a card. He's not waiting for somebody to dig in his wallet or look at his jewelry that might be torn off. He's got it written on him. I'm diabetic.
That's great. That's great.
This has been an incredible discussion, and you have a whole nother side of you that's estate planner extraordinaire. So we're going to have you on the show again. But if folks want to get your book about scams and frauds, how does one find it or find you?
Okay, so they can go to Amazon.com and put my name in, Jean Ann Dorrell as the author, or they can put in the book name, which is Don't Be a Victim, Protect Yourself. And they can buy that at Amazon.com. They can also find a series of ebooks that are free of charge on my website, and that's at www.thesmartmoneygal.com. Make sure you put in the THE, or you might get some other smart money gal who's not as smart as me. So thesmartmoneygal.com. And I'm also on Facebook and Twitter and do a lot of blogging. So you'll be able to find all that on my website.
Outstanding. Well, thanks again for being on the show, Jean Ann. And for those of you who are driving around without a pencil, never fear. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is here where you can visit Jean Ann's show page and get all the linky links to her good stuff, free books, blog, and more. And stay tuned because we have more Unlock Your Wealth Radio coming up right after this.
UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2018 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com.